Hi guys, welcome to the latest Couch with Mary Kobakoa, the other podcast that helps you better being you one step per time. As always, I'd love to say a very big thank you to you for your likes, your shares, your comments across all social media platforms. You're helping me spread the words of this podcast further, faster, and for that I'm thankful. So how are you? How you doing? How was your week? How's work? How's school? You know, to all my listeners who are students in Nigeria, how's resumption been? You know, issues with students having more cars than lecturers, you know, timetable from morning till dusk. How you guys coping? Hope you're not letting the stress weigh you down. Receive strength. Then how are the rest of you guys that are not students? How is work? How's the family? How's everything? Hope you're doing good. Hope really you're doing good. If you're not, send me a message. We'll talk about it together. Yeah. Me, I'm fine. I'm good. This period, I'm not stressed. I'm doing so good. I'm doing so well. Thank you. You know, I landed the city of Abuja. Abuja 2 days ago. Abuja people, well done, no. Hey, the dust is crazy. You know, it's still Harmattan here, I guess. You know, everywhere is so dusty and people are trying, no. You people are you mop the house 100 times in one day. As you're mopping it, the dust is covering. Well, in short, what's the solution, Zef? How do you keep dust away from the house? Apart from closing the windows. Because I've tried that, it's not working. But except this whole dust wahala in Abuja, I'm perfect. Very perfect. So on today's episode, we're going to be talking about staying anchored. Staying anchored. You know, while I was thinking of what to say today, honestly, God sees my heart that for a while, I didn't know what to say. Nothing dropped, you know. I always love picking up something. Like, I always love picking a topic that when I speak about, it doesn't just minister to whoever that's listening to me, but it also ministers to me. Like, I don't just pick anything and just talk about it. I pick something that I know that, okay, yes, this thing I'm saying, I'm feeling it. Like, it makes sense in my head. It's okay. It can bless. It's going to bless someone. It's going to help someone out of something. So yesterday, while I sat listening to one of my spiritual fathers, Raina Davis, he's in town in Abuja for a program. So when I was sitting down listening to him, he was saying something, and then this topic just dropped. Staying anchored. Staying anchored. Staying anchored. You know what it means to stay anchored? When you just stay glued, when you just stay yielded, when you just stay leaning, when you just stay holding, you know? Stay secure. Stay secure. Stay secure on God's love for you. Yes. Am I supposed to be talking about God's love today? Or I should wait till Valentine's Day? Stay secure and stay anchored on those values. Those good values that you grew up in thought. I don't know why I'm saying this, honestly, but I felt it so strong. You know, stay rooted on those core values, on those things. You know, when we're growing up, like if you grew up in a home like mine, which 95% of Nigerian homes are, where you grew up and your father tells you that his name is more important than money. You know, you people are not rich, but when you are going out, you know, your dad will not tell you, do not forget where you are coming from. Do not forget our name. Do not dent the family's name. You know, that kind of stuff, yeah. You know, those principles that were laid down to you. How to be nice to people. How to be cautious. How to be respectful. How to honor people. And then now we are growing up in this society that wants to make every of those values as a lady look like you don't know what you're doing. No, don't lose hold of those good values, of those core values, because it seems as though times are changing. It seems as though the ones who do it sharp, sharp and quick, quick are the ones making headways. Because it seems as though the ones who settle for less are the ones that are making headway. No. No. Hey, church girl, don't do that. You know, I was thinking about this whole word, church girl. Church girl. Why do people keep using this word? You know, even society has tried to make this church girl word look annoying. But hey, we are the church. We are the ones the blood was shed for. So if you mean church girl, yes, we are church girls. We are the ones that blood was shed for. We are the ones that Jesus did everything. You know, he went through that years on earth. Then he went through the cross process. Then he went through the burial process, stayed there for 3 days, did what he had to do there, bury what he had to bury there, conquer all he needed to conquer there. And then he woke up after the third day, and then he rose in victory and in glory. And then he stayed to show us that, yes, see, I rose up. People saw him. And then when he did, this guy ascended up to heaven to present himself to the Father and say, hey, Daddy, I did it. I did it. I'm here to represent them. I'm the first out of many brethren. And then when the Lord looks at him, God doesn't just see Christ. God sees Mary. He sees you. So sometimes you just need to see that. I know people are trying to make it look like, hey, is that all you people want to do? Yes. Don't take your eyes off Jesus. I didn't intend to do a whole Christian podcast, you know, like, a whole sermon today, but hey, don't take your eyes off Jesus. Don't take your eyes off those little things mommy taught you when you were growing up. Those mornings of prayers and devotions. Those days where you just say, and she tells you, it's God, though. Just leaning on Christ. Just leaning on those things that the Bible tells us to do as people. Those acts of humility, those acts of humanity that just tends to keep society going. Do not lose those things. Don't lose your joy. Don't lose your kindness. Don't lose your selflessness. I know the world is going about this whole self-love. You know, love yourself. Jesus didn't ask us to love ourselves. He asked us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Because you should love yourself. If you're not loving yourself right now, there is something wrong. It means you are buying something from this world that you should not be buying. It means the world is selling you something you should not be buying. Because you should love yourself. Why are you not loving yourself? You don't feel good enough. You don't feel beautiful enough. It's because you're spending too much time on the social media looking at other people that you feel are better than you. Hey, baby girl, if you have not noticed, the social media is the one setting the trend now. The social media is the new media. It's the one setting the trend. You know how in January, people were already talking about this Valentine's Day issue next Sunday. My dear, hey, I can't wait for next Sunday. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. Because people have already started mounting up this pressure. You know, this pressure to perform, this pressure to outdo another person. All this world is going to give you is pressure. And if you don't stay anchored on the love of your Father, if you don't stay anchored on those things that you were taught while growing up, those values of being kind, of being contented with what you have, of being okay with what you have, of just doing your part, working hard, improving yourself, loving the Father, loving Jesus, and just resting on his love. And understanding that Christ has done everything for you and all you have to do is take. And how do we take? In prayer. Hiya bagada. In prayer, we just stay there. And we say, Lord, this Valentine, I don't have a boo. I don't have a boo, but I trust you because I know what you're doing. This Valentine, I have a boo. But this boo I have, I know we can't afford all the glams I'm seeing. But I trust you that's going to get better. Oh, this Val's Day is coming. I have a boo and we have the glam. But hey, our relationship doesn't have so much effort right now. But Lord, I trust you. Our relationship is going through ish right now. But Lord, I trust you. You know, that's you leaning. Val is going to come and go. I was telling one of my friends, I said the reason why it looks like the pressure is so much on us is because, hey, if you're in your 20s and in your 30s, it's because it's like, it's as if it's our mates now that are getting married. Because 5 years ago, we were not so pressured about this whole marriage and boyfriend and Valentine's Day. Who cared? We didn't, you know, we were not pressured. But now it's our mates that are getting married. When your sister's mate was getting married, it wasn't affecting you, it was affecting your elder sister. But now, it's you. But don't let those pressures in. Do not let those pressures in. Don't let the social media dictate things to you. See, you know, I used to, when I was in school, you know, when people want to write the exam, they'll switch off their phones and all those things. If the social media is giving you so much pressure, you might not even know it. That's a problem. You might be so pressured that you don't even know you are pressured. You just see yourself trying to outdo, trying to perform, trying to stress out. You know, you just see yourself working so hard, there's no breather, and then you're like, why am I doing all this? See, there's nothing like God's love. There's nothing like knowing that God has your back. It's not about just lip saying it. It's knowing deep down in your heart that this guy is intentional about you. That this guy loves you recklessly and is intentional about you. That he would go over and beyond just for you. And you take advantage of it. Yes, you take advantage of it. This God is going to go above and beyond for me. Then I'm going to ask for things above and beyond. And I'm going to trust and believe him that he's going to do it. Hey, you're a powerhouse. Hey, you have nations in your hands. In you, you have nations. You're going to be putting things, values into people, into children, into your cousins and your nieces. So you yourself, you need to know what to do. Get anchored on God's love. Get anchored on those things mommy and daddy taught you. On those little things they tried to instill into you. They might not have done it the right way, but hey, you know what they were doing. Now that you're older, you know they were trying to teach you to value people, to love people, to be honest, to have integrity, to be accountable. Those things that are now seeming to be in short supply, no, they should not be in short supply in you. Give them to the world, because this world needs them. The more we go into the world, the more we realize that it's becoming darker, it's becoming more inhumane, it's becoming wicked, it's becoming less of love. And then when we look at the scripture, we're like, okay, God said it was going to be like this. But hey, we are the salt and we are the light. The fact that people are being not nice doesn't mean we should be not nice. No. So this February, stay anchored on God's love. Stay anchored on those principles that you were taught while growing up. Stay anchored on those good virtues. Stay anchored on those things that are worthy of good report and are worthy of praise and are worthy of honor. Stay anchored on those things. Yes, it sets you out. People might say, oh, it looks to be, it's not, don't care what people say. What does God say? That is it. I love you always. And until this time next Sunday, stay safe.